Tarbell High School head coach Eddie Clark joining us live over the phone this morning. Coach Clark, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How about you?
We're doing good, Coach. We appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your day because we know, hey, the Braves Brawl coming up here in less than 4 hours, so the teams will be arriving here in just a little bit. But I would like you to kind of talk to our listeners because let's be honest, just by the nature of the sport, wrestling, there's an extra layer of scrutiny on you guys right now because of the transmission of the coronavirus and all this stuff, and we didn't even know what was going to happen in terms of, you know, allowing sports. But here we are. Things are going to look a little different. Unfortunately, not everybody that wants to come is going to get to come. But what are some things that you guys as coaches and the kids in particular are overcoming on a daily basis just to get to compete?
Well, you know, the big thing, I think most of it is we just put the kids in pods, so we limit the contacts. You know, usually in a practice, I like to have the kids wrestle with different people all the time because it's different kids react differently to things, and it gives you a different look and all those things. And for us, that's changed how we practice completely because I'm not, you know, there'll be times I'll have not in live wrestling, but in drill work where you're going through the moves and stuff. I'll have a heavyweight drilling with a 160-pounder because they just move quicker and some of those things so you just feel things differently, and we can't do any of those things anymore. And so, you know, those things, and you have to be careful who you're wrestling with and all those things. And if someone's gone that day, you have a pod of four kids, and now you can't just take two groups of three and put them in together. There's extra guys standing around, and there's never been standing around time in a wrestling room in the history of wrestling. But now, because of that, you know, trying to avoid breaking the pods and doing those types of things, there is some standing around time once in a while. And so it's just, you know, and temperature checks and all that stuff. You know, we're washing, you know, we supply the wrestling workout gear for them every day. And we're, you know, it's getting washed at the school most days, but then a couple nights a week, I'm running the laundry home and doing, you know, four extra loads of laundry at the Clark house. And it, you know, it's just, there's just all sorts of stuff that, you know, yeah, and then, you know, parents worrying about can I get in and when, how do I get in and all those hoops that we're jumping through to try to make sure we comply with the things that we have to comply with in order to keep wrestling and be wrestling at the end of the year at the state meet, because the WHSAA, you know, kind of says, hey, this is what you have to do, and in order to compete in the state meet at the end, this is what you have to do. It's not optional. I mean, we could go rogue, but then we can't wrestle at the end of the year then, and that's kind of the gravy, is that you compete all year and want to have a chance for a state championship at the end. So got to play by the rules.
Well, Coach, we commend you and your staff for making it work and doing your very best considering the circumstances. And, of course, traditionally in the last handful of years, you've opened up the season with the Braves Brawl, and you mentioned a lot of the practice and preparation looking different. And, well, today's going to look a lot different than the Brawl normally does too.
Absolutely, yeah. Usually we'll have four mats in the main gym, and it's you'll have four varsity duels going at the same time, and the place is packed, and it's, you know, it's loud and it's exciting. And then you got two mats in the aux gym with JV wrestlers wrestling all day. And because of the limited number of people we can have, we're doing it differently, so that way everyone gets to watch their son or daughter wrestle. And so what we're doing is Each athlete gets to have two tickets so their parents can get in, or if they choose to give one to grandma and grandpa, or however they want to do it, that's what they're doing. And so just with our JV alone, we're almost at our 100-person limit. So what we're doing, and that's no varsity parents here yet at all. So what we're doing is we're wrestling our JV and then allowing so many tickets for the opposing team's JV. And they come in and we'll wrestle all the JV matches. And when the JV matches are done, so from noon to about 3 or 3:30-ish, and that's just an estimation because we've got to clean mats between duels and those types of things and sanitize the spaces and all the COVID protocols we got to jump through between each duel. We'll bounce through all the JV wrestling. And then when we're done, we'll go down to one mat in the main and one mat in the aux. And the JV parents will go home and the varsity parents will be able to come in and watch their kids wrestle, and we'll have a you know, everyone will have got to wrestle, and mom and dad will get to come and see. And, you know, it's, that's kind of what at this point, that's what, unless things change, that's what the year is going to look like.
So, Coach, the Braves Brawl this year, three quality teams coming in, of course, Thunder Ridge, Skyview, and Sugar Salem. Should be some fun duels, and then you're going to be sending your kids, you'll be heading down to Evanston to compete on the Saturday at the Evanston invite, which is obviously a little different. Now, kind of tell us some of that, because that's obviously a new challenge for you guys, but what are some things that you're expecting to see both at home and away with Evanston and home with Star Valley?
Oh, at Star Valley, you know, we talked about that last week. Those three teams are quality teams, and that'll be fun. Some fun wrestling there, some quality wrestling. Then down in Evanston, I can't even tell you who we're going to wrestle yet, because what they're doing is they're having right now today in Evanston, they're having, they're in three different gyms, three different middle schools, and they're having some wrestling going on in Evanston today. And then when they're done with that, some of the teams are going home. And then different teams are coming in for the next day for the most part. There's a few teams that are staying so that they get, but they're moving so like if Evanston wrestled Pinedale today, they're not wrestling Pinedale tomorrow. And so we're going to take on the second out of those pods, those pools that are wrestling today, we're going to take on the second place team from both pools. And then if we win those duels, we'll wrestle whoever wins out of the other pool of three, in a final duel at Evanston High School. Then our first JV is in a different kind of a setup with a pod of some teams that didn't do as well at the Evanston stuff today. And so our first JV will wrestle some varsity teams down there as well. And then there's a few holes in some lineups, so we're going to plug some of our extra kids, about four or five of our extra kids, into some holes and some lineups so they can get some. So we're going to take about 33, 34 kids down there and get three duels on Saturday, and we'll have got six matches in 2 days, so we'll be real excited. At one point, we were just wondering if we would wrestle at all, so I'm super, super excited to get going.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Coach Eddie Clark, Star Valley High School Wrestling, this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, in recent years, as we've talked about your team and your program, it's been the incredible depth that Star Valley High School has had in the wrestling team. How do you feel about coming into this season as your team as a whole? Is it as strong and as deep as it has been in years past? And just what your overall thoughts and feelings heading into the year?
Yeah, we're really deep again, especially in that bottom level from 106 all the way up to about 145. We're super deep in those weights. We've got several state finalists that we kind of went with a different plan this year. Usually you end up having kids cut a little extra weight so we can fill the lineups. This year we're actually having kids gain a little extra weight so we can fill the lineup. So
I'll bet they hate that.
Kids out that way. Yeah, they're really whining about that. I'm telling you. I do have to tell you this though. It's kind of funny because Jaron Smith had season-ending injury. It actually happened during football. He tore a ligament in his elbow, and so his wrestling season ended in football. And so he's having surgery next week, so he'll get that, you know, get that taken care of. So this week at 195, Tony Mickelson, who's normally a 170-pounder, is trying to bounce all the way up to 195 and see how he does there. So So he's really actually complaining about having to eat so much because he has to weigh over a certain amount to be able to wrestle 195. He was whining last night in practice. Do I really have to practice? I might lose some weight. I said, hey, dude, you're going to have to suck it up and eat another hamburger.
Weird concept.
That's not a usual conversation for a wrestling coach, but I guess 2020's been weird all the way around.
Well, Coach Clark, we appreciate your time. Good luck today on your home event, and then, of course, throughout the entire season, and we'll touch base with you again.
You bet. We'll see you guys.
That's Star Valley High School head wrestling coach Eddie Clark this morning joining us live on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.